Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and Spotify enthusiast James Lampkin. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. This game can be played by yourself, in teams, or against a friend. Our 3 rounds today will be Hits of the 90s, Keep It in the Family, and Who Am I? For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available for this episode is 15. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop trivia and share your score with other players. Also, feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself just that little bit more time to think. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck!
Round 1.
In round 1 today, we're jumping back a whole 30 years to the classic hits of the 90s. We have 5 questions for you, all about hit songs and acts from the 90s. There is 1 point available for each correct response. Here we go. Question 1. Livin' La Vida Loca was released in 1999 by which Puerto Rican pop star to promote his debut English language album? Question 2. On 2 different hits of the 90s, Criss Cross and House of Pain both instructed the listener to do what action? Question 3. Never Say Never was one of the biggest albums of 1998, released by which singer who shares her name with an alcoholic spirit? Question 4. Which trio got a hit in 1996 with their cover of the song Killing Me Softly with His Song? Question 5. Which British band had hit albums in the 90s such as Parklife, The Great Escape, and 13? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is Keep It in the Family. There are 5 clues coming your way, each one about a song that mentions some type of family member somewhere in the title. Think things like brother, sister, mother, cousin, and so on. There is 1 point available for each song title that you can correctly guess. Here are the clues. Question 6. On this 1986 hit, Madonna declares she's going to keep her baby in a tale of young pregnancy. Question 7. This 2009 single was a major comeback hit for the Californian band Train. Question 8. This track, which fuses together genres, was a hit for the DJ Avicii in 2013. Question 9. On this 1969 hit, Creedence Clearwater Revival sang that they weren't this type of person, who was born with a silver spoon in hand. Question 10. A song by the same title was a hit in 2004 for the Black Eyed Peas, but also for David Guetta and Nicki Minaj in 2014. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is Who Am I? You're going to receive a series of clues about a famous music artist. As each clue will reveal a little bit more information, the sooner you can get the answer, the more points you get. Give yourself 5 points if you can get it from just a single clue, and progressively down to just 1 point if you happen to get it on the last clue. Here we go. Who am I? Clue number one. I was born on the 1st of March 1994 in Ontario, Canada. Clue 2. As a child, I took to learning multiple instruments, including the piano, drums, and guitar, and participated in singing competitions at a young age. I also started posting videos of myself online. Clue 3. After one of my YouTube videos caught the attention of a record label, I began working on songs in Atlanta under the tutelage of fellow singer Usher. Clue 4. In 2009, I became a teen sensation with hit singles and sell-out worldwide tours. Initially, I was known for my mop of hair and often donning the color purple. Clue 5. I continue to have chart success into adulthood, and my hit singles include Baby, Sorry, and What Do You Mean? That is all our rounds complete. We're going to be right back after this break to reveal the answers. And we are back. Grab your scorecard and let's get to the answers, commencing with the hits of the 90s. Question 1. Ricky Martin. The track was written and produced by Desmond Child, perhaps best known for Bon Jovi's biggest 80s hits. Question 2. Criss Cross and House of Pain both wanted you to jump. Question 3. Brandy. The album Never Say Never included the number one hits The Boy Is Mine and Have You Ever, leading it to sell around 15 million copies worldwide. Question 4. The Fugees. Question 5. Blur. They had 4 number one albums during the 90s in the UK. Continuing on to round 2, Keep It In The Family. You received clues about songs, all of which have something to do with a family member in their title. Here are the correct songs. Question 6, Papa Don't Preach by Madonna. Question 7, Hey Soul Sister by Train. Question 8, Hey Brother by Avicii. Question 9, Fortunate Son by Creedence Clearwater Revival. And question 10, Hey Mama by the Black Eyed Peas, or Hey Mama by David Guetta. For our final round today, you were looking to identify a music star from our Who Am I clues. The correct answer was Justin Bieber. Give yourself between 1 and 5 points if you got that correct, depending on how many clues you used. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. Jump on and let us know how you scored for this episode. You can also support us by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you are listening from today. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content too. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me. And we hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.